Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi, doing dictation of psychiatric consultation and medication review for comprehensive counseling and cooperation. Date of evaluation for all these patients is July 14th, 2025. This patient was seen via doxy. Patient has consented for telehealth appointment. The first patient is Rayos, R-A-Y-O-S, Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. Her date of birth is 8/11/1962. Telephone number is 248-238-7952. Subjective and objective data. Florence is a 62-year-old single Caucasian female living at 38705 Sutton Drive, Sterling Heights, Michigan 48310. Patient is cooperative, calm, reported that her dialysis center has moved to her near her home about 10 minutes away. She is feeling, this is a small unit, and she feels so comfortable. People are nice, the staff are good, and she is not having any stress. She describes she has been undergoing dialysis on a regular basis and has been compliant with the treatment. Right now, she denies any depression, anxiety, mood swings, any suicidal homicidal thoughts, denies any symptoms of hallucination or delusion. She was cooperative, calm, appropriate, attentive. Period. She has been on, still continue maintenance doses for her status post bilateral mastectomy, also getting Sensipar for her chronic kidney disease and taking psychotropic treatment for her bipolar disorder. Right now, she denies any depression, denies any suicidal thoughts or any hallucination or delusion. Currently, she is on Olanzapine 5 mg at bedtime, Sertraline 100 mg daily, Oxcarbazepine 300 mg at bedtime. Period. She was alert, oriented. Her mood was pleasant. Effect was appropriate. Concentration was fair. Cognitive memory functioning was intact. No symptom, no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessment. Bipolar mood disorder. Symptomatically stable. Status post-mastectomy. Chronic kidney disease. High creatinine level. Hyperparathyroidism. Continue with the supportive plan. Patient was given supportive insight-oriented therapy and cognitive behavior therapy. She agreed and liked to follow up in 2 weeks. A prescription of the medication was sent. End of duration. Next duration is Murphy, M-U-R-F-E-Y, Smith, Wendy. Date of birth is 8/22/1962. Telephone number is 586-519-2244. Date of evaluation is July 14, 2025. Subjective agenda. Wendy is a 62-year-old single Caucasian, married Caucasian female living at 8239 Topher, T-O-E-P-H-E-R, Warren, Michigan, 48098, described that she has been doing good, sleeping good, eating good, no suicidal thoughts, no mood swings, no anxiety or worried. She describes she feels more comfortable, although she has been working hard to provide care to her husband who has been waiting for the surgery. She describes she feels more relaxed, more calm, and not as tense as it was before. She's taking her medication, that is Abilify 50 mg daily, Wellbutrin XL 300 mg daily. Period. Her medication has been helping her, and she want to continue the same medication, same prescription. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. PET assessment, bipolar mood disorder, symptomatic is stable. Patient is on every 5-15 milligram at bedtime and Wellbutrin XL 300 milligram daily. A 30 days medication was ordered. Falopan was given in 30 days. Patient has been having a support towards her husband and believe that both are helping each other and feeling more happy and comfortable. Next lesion is on Liz Sharam, L-I-S-S-A-R-A-H. Her date of birth is 11-15-1977. Date of evolution is 7-14-2024, subject to anatomy. Sarah is a 47-year-old, divorced, Caucasian female, mother of 8-year-old daughter, living at 54335 Pine Chesterfield Township, Michigan 48047. Currently, she's working at General Dynamic, and describe that she is making improvement, but there are times when she go back to old situation and having difficulty to resolve the stress of being divorced. Although her ex-husband got married and working in the same office, she describes she tried to avoid. She has been seeing a therapist weekly and describe it is working and is helpful. Yet she also today she was talking about her early childhood, which was very abusive, and it has been bothering her a lot. Patient was given understanding, insight, education about this trauma history as it persists until long time. Therefore, it is important that she has to work on it and try to avoid, it should not affect. It was also encouraged that she should involve some social outlet, like going to the church, going to the park, going to this party if available, try to interact with the people and try to make friends. If she is looking for a partner to whom she get married, she can do it, but she has to understand that it should not be like her first husband. Period. She indicated she is not ready for that. She's patient was alert and oriented, eating good, sometimes having sleep problem and period of increased anxiety. During that time, she take clonopin, which was given only 4 to 5 tablets. Therefore, she can take one tablet. Period. Patient described that this medication has been helping her. She was alert, oriented, her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. She understand about the situation and tried to work on it. There was no side effect of the medication, no suicidal ideation or any homicidal behavior. Assessment, post-traumatic stress disorder, major depressive disorder, preoccupied with the trauma. Plan, continue the trauma focused therapy. Encourage to improve her outlet of social interaction, may go to the church, may go to the party, may mingle with the people in her work and also outside, to which she agreed and she is going to work on it. A 30-day supply was ordered, follow-up appointment was given in 30 days. Next evolution is on Carlisimo, C-A-R-L-E-S, Carlisimo, C-A-R-L-E-S-I-M-O, Kathleen, K-A-T-L-Y-N. Her date of birth is 8-27-1989. Telephone number is 586-854-6037. Kathleen is a 35-year-old, married Caucasian female, mother of two young kids, living at 4810 Bay Leaf Drive, Sterling Heights, Michigan, 48. 314-4027. Piet was seen for medication review. She was cooperative, attentive, appropriate, described that she has been feeling good. She is not working during summer time, spending time with her kids, also going with her husband whenever he goes for out of the state for work reason. She feels comfortable and having good time. Piet, she has been taking medication, and without medication she came that she cannot focus and cannot be productive at work or with a family member. Currently she is on a drug, 10 milligram in the morning, 10 milligram at noon. So I further educate her, this is smaller dose of the medication, but since it has been helping continue the same plan, she was alert, oriented, her mood was present, affect was appropriate, speech was clear, no suicidal homicidal thoughts, no auditory visual hallucination, or any persecutive feeling, judgment sight is fair, assessment, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, making positive improvement in overall behavior and functioning, no destruction or disruptive or impulsive behavior, prognosis guarded. Next question is Robinson Elizabeth, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, Elizabeth E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, Piet. Her date of birth is 5/24/1981. Telephone number is 402-415-7872. Date of affiliation is July 14, 2025. Subject to Angela. Elizabeth was seen for follow-up. She described that the medication Celexa is still pending in the pharmacy and she has not yet received, but she is going to take it. Yet she described otherwise she is doing a little better, but no significant change. It can be seen that she is not as anxious or any intrusive as it was before. I further discussed that whatever she is doing, she should continue with doing the same thing, and it helped her a lot. She has been taking clonopin 0.5 milligram daily, which is for anxiety. Buspirone 10 milligram BID. I further explained that Buspirone take little time, about 2 weeks, to give her anxiety effect. For that time, she can continue the Buspirone. I will avoid any clonopin. However, she described she need more medication. Patient was encouraged, educated, and explained about the role of medication. She is on Ingrezza 60 mg daily, Lamotrigine 100 mg twice a day, Diplopex 500 mg twice a day, and Seroquel 200 mg daily. Her medication has been helping her. Her mood was euthymic, affect was appropriate, speech was clear. There was no suicidal homicidal thoughts. Assessment. Premenopausal symptoms with mood changes and pain, history of bipolar mood disorder. Plan, as per plan, I will continue on Celexa. I discussed with her that she should take the prescription and continue treatment so that next time I see her in 2 weeks, she should be better, to which she agrees. She is going to follow and try to work on her difficulties. Prognosis guarded. End of dictation. Next solution is on Gay Frances, G-A-Y, Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S. Her date of birth is 1/9/1976. Telephone number is 248-310-2768. Subjective agita. Frances is a 49-year-old, married, of African female, who has been in treatment for bipolar mood disorder. Currently she is working as a nurse, as LPN to some nursing home, but she does not want to give her whereabout. Since the doses of she has been taking consistently, she has been showing improvement. I further discuss the importance of medication. She cannot live without this medication. As per her request, I decreased the dose of Abilify to 15 mg daily. There was no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. She is guarded about her physical symptoms or psychiatric symptoms, but denies any suicidal thoughts, denies any hallucination or any paranoid delusion. She is not making any complaint about anything, but she described today she has to go at 3 o'clock, therefore for that time she stay at home. Pediatric patient was explained the risk and benefit of the medication. There it was noted there was no involuntary movement, her mood was euthymic, affect was pleasant, the speech was clear, thought was organized, no agitation, separation. Pediatric assessment, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, continue with the current plan, continue with the current medication, that is Abilify 15 milligram at bedtime. No change in the medication was made. See it. Next solution is on Gardner David, G-A-R-D-N-E-R David, D-A-V-I-D, date of birth is 6-8-1978, phone number is 248-408-0296. Subject to David is a 47-year-old, married, Caucasian male, currently self-employed and working to buy houses, repair it, and sell it. He is living at 4176 Oak Tree Circle, Rochester, Michigan, 48306. He described that for the last 3 years he has been busy a lot and to sew the houses, and it is so hard that she is not able to do some exercise which she was doing before. Patient was educated about the situation and also maybe work on it rather than worried about it. Peer patient said he has a history of schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, currently on syrup coil 25 in the morning, 200 milligram at bedtime, flufenazine 5 milligram at bedtime, and cogentin 1 milligram at bedtime. This medication was given to off and on. She get suspicious and paranoid thought. It helps a lot. Also on Tegrita Alexa, 200 milligram twice a day. He was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, affect was bright, speech was clear, thought was organized, immediate recent memory was good. He denies any side effect of the medication. He also indicates that he is very consistent with the medication and understand the process of the treatment. Patient was encouraged and appreciate his performance. The patient was educated about the medications and also need for the compliance. Also, other adverse effect was explained. Peer, this is the end of the petition done by Dr. Stogi. Third is a follow-up appointment was given. Next solution is on Bozin Nevenica, B-O-Z-I-N Nevenica, N-E-V-N-K, date of birth is 4-2-1949. Phone number is 586-751-6275. Subject to Anjita. Bojin is a 76-year-old, married, Caucasian female, living at 29250 Longview, apartment 9, Warren, Michigan, 48093. Patient was seen for follow-up. She described she has been feeling much better. She does not get any more anxiety, panic attack, because she is taking clonopin 0.25 milligrams twice a day. She was also taking duloxetine 20 milligram daily. She was alert, oriented, her mood was pleasant, effect was bright, speech was clear. She was coherent, logical, with no problem with the cognitive memory functioning. The feedback from her husband was taken. That also indicates that she is doing good. Patient has no panic episode, no side effect of the medication. Assessment. Major depressive disorder with decrease in panic attack. Plan continue with supportive plan. 30-day supply was ordered. End of dictation. Next solution is on Van Cleve Leslie, V-A-N. C-L-E-A-V-E, Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E. His date of birth is 3-20-1958. Phone number is 586-774-9954. Subjective Ajita. Leslie is a 67-year-old, married, Caucasian male, has history of schizoaffective disorder, living at 15343 Petrie, P-E-T-R-I-E, Roseville, Michigan, 48066. He indicates that he has been feeling much better. The medication is working. There is no side effect of the medication. She has been taking her medication, taking his medication regularly, getting along well with the family members and getting along with the wife. And wife has no complaint. Yet, however, he described this time all the medications has been in low. Therefore, he wanted a prescription of the medication. I further discussed that I am going to give the prescription for 2 months. To which he agreed. Patient is alert, oriented, his mood was present, was right, his speech was clear. Third person recognized, there was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient has a history of impulsive, aggressive behavior towards his wife and delusional thoughts. But with the current change in medication, he has been doing very well, and his wife and also is himself appreciative about the treatment. He has been inconsistent, compliant with the treatment. There was no involuntary movement, any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Assessed as schizoaffective disorder, symptomatic and stable. A prescription for syrup called 400 mg at bedtime, 100 mg twice a day, and Depakote 500 mg twice a day. 30 day supply was ordered. Risk benefit side effect are explained. This is the end of dictation. Next and last evaluation. In Nilan, N-E-Y-L-O-N, Junior Denise, D-E-N-N-I-S. His date of birth is 2/25/1956. Telephone number 313-670-2113. Subjective answer. Mr. Denis is a 69-year-old married Caucasian male living at 1353 N. Terrace, T-R-A-C, Madison Heights, Michigan, 48071. Indicated that there is a number of things going on which is causing a lot of issues, although he is not taking on himself or getting stress. Here he described right now he has so many financial stress, like he has to fix the car, also the air condition gone bad, he has to put in air condition. His brother developed pneumonia, who is having lung problems, and went to the treatment. He has been taking his medications and try to control his emotion. Patient has been seeing every week with a therapist, and it has been helping him a lot. He described there is no side effect of medication. He is eating good, sleeping good, does not feel depressed or suicidal. Currently on Depakote, Divalproex 500 mg twice a day, Cymbalta 30 mg daily, Bupropion 300 mg in the morning, Trazodone 50 mg daily. Risk benefit side effect explained. 30-day supply was ordered. Patient provided the consent and described medication is doing well and he is feeling very happy. I encourage him and his consistency and achievement, and also encourage that he should work on his issues in discussion with his wife without taking too much stress on himself, to which he agreed. Prognosis guarded, 30-day supply was ordered. This is the end of dictation. So this is the 10 dictation. And thank you for printing it and send the report to my cell phone, 248-891-3123. Bye.